Hail and well met, I'm Jeff Framos, your host and Dungeon Master for Overwhelmed, a not-so-serious RPG podcast. In this episode, the party continues the fight with the Ray-Bans. Later on, they make two discoveries, one silly, one kind of cute. To find out what happens, there is only one thing to do, clutch your dice, because this is Overwhelmed! All right, so yeah, again, he's holding his tummy, and he has a half of his friend holding his body. So roll for attacky.
That is so gory.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm so ready to get this Ray-Ban.
Okay, do you want to attack him?
I want to attack him, and I want to finish him nice. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to attempt to do.
Yeah.
You're breaking up a little bit, but I'm going to keep talking. I want to run out of him with Dragon's Tooth in hand, and I want to jam Dragon's Tooth into the ground and pole vault through the air, fly above him, and then I know the ceiling's not that high. I don't know how high it is.
Just imagine you like pole vaulting right into the ceiling.
Okay, so because the ceiling's probably not high enough, I want to pole vault straight up and then turn around in midair and then use my feet and then use the force and push myself downwards and time.
You have to roll for hit first.
And then
it's like seven rolls.
And then I want to plunge. What are my weapons again? I want to plunge just my fist. I want to put my fist through his head.
Okay, well, you still got to roll for hit, Jay.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what I plan to do.
Okay, well, see if you can actually make that happen.
God damn it.
Okay, what did you roll for?
I rolled a 3.
Okay, so here's what happens. So you run up to him, you jam your spear into the ground, pole vaulting yourself into the air. You fly up, and you legs first into the sky, you spin around, and then as gravity takes you back down, you are flying towards him sort of like Astro Boy might. To punch him, you totally miss and actually get your arm caught in one of the vines, and you're tangled up in the vines next to him now.
Does it help that I have +5 athletics?
You can try to get out of it next turn, but your turn is okay. Over. it's actually now his turn. Okay.
So we're face to face. Like my face is touching his.
Yeah. So he's going to try to hit you, I guess.
This is interesting.
It sure is. Okay, so he tries to actually bite you in the face. Mm-hmm. But he tries to bite you, but actually a vine holds him back. Sort of like in a horror movie where like a monster dog tries to get someone and almost gets him. Mm-hmm. So he actually misses it. But you hear a very loud, like, chompy noise. I can't do it. My teeth aren't that strong.
Like a chomp?
Yeah. Do it again,
Like Kel? An Audrey 2 chomp?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So he's trying to bite at you, but he can't. But now it is Nin's turn.
I'm exhausted of this fighting. I think Nin's just going to sit down. He's kind of tired.
You're not going to attack?
He's just kind of tired of this. He's old. I mean, this guy's tangled up. He doesn't have to do anything anymore.
You could just leave him there if you want.
Yeah. I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to be like, come on, people. He's going to be there for hours trying to.
Wizard, can you untangle my arm?
Yeah, Arabir is tangled in the vines.
He does some druid craft and then untangles.
Just Arabir's part.
Just Arabir's. Okay. And he's like, ooh, he's like, hocus pocus.
Wow. Really getting creative there. Okay, so yeah, Arabir drops the 1 foot off the ground onto the floor safely, and he's fine. So yeah, you know,
he casts a spell, Armis Reparo.
So you did could
that, work? That didn't no that didn't land, no. But I landed on my feet.
Yeah. So the spell only lasts for a minute. So after this turn, he will get untangled. By the way,
He forgot about
okay, well,
that.
Okay, well, now it's then it's Goomis's turn.
I just spent a turn saving Jay. Yeah, really. That's fine. Like, I kind of helped. That's teamwork. Them. That's a good... That's teamwork right there.
Goom, you want to go for 3 for 3?
Light it up.
Did you just say burn or shore?
I don't want to answer now. You'll have to play back and see, faithful audience.
Did she just give Jeff a shore notice?
Oh boy.
So I think Goomis is pretty excited and just has been throwing fire all over the place and chucks another little fireball right at
the last guy.
Right at the last guy.
So you do go to shoot a sacred flame. What happened was they actually left over vines that Nymph did untangle Aravir with actually got in the way of your sacred flame and actually don't pierce his body. So yeah, he's actually safe. He did not get hurt there.
Even with disadvantage?
Oh, fine.
Let's just see.
Oh, so what happens was as the vines actually catch on fire. and since he's basically on death's door, as the flames basically engulf the rest of his body, extinguishing the life left in him, he drops to the floor, 1 foot, and he's now also dead. So you killed all these.
I did the thing, guys. Yeah, that was gruesome. I did it.
I'm sorry.
I did it. Well, these are really bad people too. So
we beat all those boys. Yeah.
Nance, I did a thing. Did you see?
I loved every minute of it.
And you all get 100 XP for murdering all these people.
Murder XP.
Good old MP. MPX. Okay, so as I'm adding your XP to that, what do you guys want to do? Just as a reminder, they did exit out of a room. So you can try investigating that room.
Let's go in the room.
Yeah, let's go straight in there.
Okay, are you going in first?
Yeah, Nint's kind of been like a walk first, ask questions later.
Okay. As you walk in, then Nint, you do see that they were sitting in a room that is basically has two bunk beds against the far wall. And then on the other side of the wall, it's just a handful of barrels, kind of like the ones you saw outside. However, in between the two bunk beds, you do see that there are three cloaks hanging, three Ray-Ban cloaks, or sort of headbands, I guess you would say, because they weren't wearing cloaks. Three different headbands that are hanging on the on these hooks between the two beds, and each of them have name tags on them.
Ned's going to go investigate. Oh, how cute little name tags.
Okay. On the four headbands, there's names on them, the names that I made up were Mimpy, Dundle, Shrunt, and Kerp.
And Kerp. I take
that you made these names.
Yeah.
What was the second one?
Dundle.
No. Bimpy was it?
Mimpy is the first one.
Okay. Nith is gonna take this.
Wait, is Mimpy the last one named Kerp?
Kerp. Oh, K-E-R-P.
K-E-R-P in Cincinnati.
Wow.
Anyone who is
Ninth is going to take.
Which one are you taking?
He's going to take the Mimpy name tag and he's going to throw it at to Lolly, and he's going to be like, "I think you murdered this man in half."
No.
So I guess Lolly now has a headband that says Mimpy on it.
She cries.
Oh. Okay. How are you going to distribute the other headbands?
I just toss them at random to everybody else, but I definitely give Lolly Mimpy because Mimpy is a really great name.
Okay,
all right, Gail.
Okay, Jay, you get the one that says Dundle. Dundle. Goomis, you have Shrunt, and I guess
Kerp.
Nymph, you have Kerp.
Okay, I'm Kerp.
I'm Shrunt.
I think we could just dull ourselves.
Yay!
Yeah, so I think we should disguise ourselves as Ray-Bans and then we can move freely within this cave.
That's how it works.
I don't think I'm going to pass as a Ray-Ban.
Well, I mean, the Ray-Bans are, they're just ruffians. They're not race-based or anything like that.
Why have they been racist to me?
I don't know.
Terrible people.
Have you played D&D before? It should just be called Dungeons and Racists.
Literally, this is my first time.
Racists and dragons.
I think it's been established that the Ray-Bans are awful people.
Well, think of it this way. If there's a Ray-Ban that's an Eric Crocker, then she must have done something to like win the trust of the Ray-Bans.
Oh, yeah. She really split somebody in half.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, you can say you cut someone in half to join the Ray-Bans.
Hey, guys. Though. Listen, guys, cut it out.
No.
Okay. All right, so that looks like that's about all the stuff that's back in that room, by the way.
What's in these barrels? Can I just kind of peek
in? There's a missed opportunity. The bunk beds should have been built on top of barrels.
Hold on.
The room is just filled with crate and barrels.
Wow.
Sorry. What's up, Lolly?
So we're putting these headbands on, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Molly absolutely puts hers on like Rosie the Riveter with it all tied up in the front.
Okay, that's cute. Yeah.
So wait a minute. So all the Ray-Bans we've met, none of them have had headbands on though, right?
Or well, they just the red bandana. Each of them had a red bandana worn a different way.
Got it. That does
Ninth does not know how to put on a bandana, so he just puts it over his eyes.
Both of them?
Like he blindfolds himself.
Can you see through it? Are you doing the bird box challenge?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Don't encourage it.
No. Good.
I'm serious. I don't know what it's that okay. is. Okay, great. But yeah, he's gonna do the blind bird thing.
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
Arvi, how are you wearing your bandana?
Good question.
Over your thighs.
It's no. tucked into your basketball shorts.
I'm gonna just knot the end of my ponytail with the bandana.
Okay. It's cute. What about you?
Like almost like a horse's tail. Like you know how you would like
sure. adore a horse. My little Aravir show. what about you, Gumas?
I'm gonna wear it over one eye like an eye patch.
Okay, cool.
And just it so the shrunt is very visible.
Okay.
Okay. Now no one will be able to tell who I really am.
Except that they'll know your shrunt. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So you've seen just about everything that's in that room. I guess you want to exit back out to that cellar room. And again, you did, Gumas did find something hidden in the water. What do you guys want to do next? So just a reminder of what's in the room again. On this sort of the west north side is the room that you're exiting out of. Right south of that is obviously the big cistern. South of that is just a bunch of barrels. And then on the east side of the room, there's two flights of stairs going up. But you can see that it's scrawled in sort of like red paint. It just says mansion. So it seems like this might just be the way back into the mansion.
And we haven't been in the mansion yet.
You haven't been in the mansion, but I would imagine there's not going to be much there since the hideout's in here, not in the mansion.
You would imagine the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get in this mansion because I'm tired of being in these caves.
Well, I'll tell you that what you're looking for is not in the mansion.
Oh, so Glitter Stick Lord. Isn't in the mansion. He's like down here somewhere.
He might be down here somewhere. Nothing's in the mansion. The mansion is mostly abandoned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glitterstick is having his own rave in a cave.
You forgot to mention that the mansion is abandoned.
Yeah, I thought we were supposed to be going for the mansion.
No, sorry. Well, yeah.
Okay.
This is a secret hideout. You found the other way into the secret hideout is how you guys got in here. So.
Got it.
Yeah. So just to remind you, I guess if you were to backtrack, there's a whole, the whole like west side of this hideout you have not explored yet.
Well, guess it's time to do some exploring, gang.
I mean, the West is not your favorite side.
It isn't. I'm going to walk backwards this whole time, so I'm facing the East.
That's good.
Not how directions work, but...
Sure. It's a thought that counts.
It'll keep us safe.
Oh, wait. Never mind. If you're turned, if you're walking backwards, yes, you would be facing the East. Yeah. You'd still be moving West.
Yes.
But, okay. I need a nap.
Sorry, I can't help you. You should have been... Yeah, we should have been drawing on our... Doing something, but so yeah, so you can try to see if there's any other ways around, or you can just sort of backtrack.
So there's nothing in front of us except the entrance to the mansion. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, there'd be two flights of stairs that lead you back up to the mansion, which I'm telling you, there's going to be nothing up there. Or you can backtrack towards the long hallway you went through.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
we should go up this mansion.
How did we get into this room? Did we fall into this room?
No. So what happens? What the last thing you guys did is you're going through that long hallway with the traps.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of that hallway, there is a door leading south, which brought you into the cellar room.
Okay.
Just, I guess for the sake of time, you can backtrack all the way back to that first room that was at the north side of the big crevasse. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, let's just walk to that first room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, so you guys could backtrack through the room with the pit. You guys all remember there was a ledge that Goomba's found, so you all just kind of walk across that ledge.
I fly across.
You fly across. that leads you back into the crypt with the three different skeletons. Again, since Ninth knew the Elvish pastor, they just kind of wave at them and wave you guys as you walk by.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
They all wave back. You walk through a short hallway, which was next to the armory that you guys broke into, and you take a secret pathway back into this sort of, looks like a holding room again, just a bunch of barrels and things like that. And then south of that is back to that large crevasse that you entered into.
I just want to note that I'm walking over my old footprints this whole time and that my shoes are intentionally shaped. The shape of it, you know, the front and the back of my shoe looks exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't know what direction my feet are pointing in my footprints.
It's very good.
It's an old tracker trick.
Good thing no one's following you around, or are they? Okay, so you're back in that main storeroom, looking south into the crevasse. Okay, so as to sort of give you a sense of back what the crevasse looked like, at the top part of it, where you're looking south into this large room, you do see two, I guess I'll hold it this way, hold the map this way, it makes it easier for me. There is a column directly in front of you. Before the column is a bridge. Remember, this is the bridge that wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. Which will lead, and you can see on the other side of that bridge, there is a passageway. Farther mm-hmm. down into the crevasse, also to the west side, you do see another pathway.
Let's go to okay. the first pathway.
The northern one?
Yeah.
Okay. As you
okay with everyone else?
I feel like Lolly has some sort of intuition as if she can see the path laid in front of us.
No, she's not looking at the path.
I still feel like she has some sort of intuition. I say we go north. Lolly, please lead.
I mean, I guess I am sort of the tank, so
sure.
I guess.
As you're walking back over the bridge, Lolly hears a voice in her head.
No, not again.
Blood on your hands.
No!
Oh! Maybe he's still there.
He's just chilling.
Could it just be me whispering?
Caught you at a bad time. Wow, your silence speaks volumes. and below that, you can see that the Nothic is sort of just tooling around with a little box under a little cubby hole, but he's not really bothering you.
Like under the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Or on the bridge?
Yeah, like a bridge troll kind of thing. Yeah.
Under the ledge.
He's not attacking. He doesn't seem like he's vicious. He smelled some blood, so he got excited and just wanted to say hi.
I have like a dime shaped piece of jerky and I want to flip the jerky coin, kind of like how you would flick a kid a nickel. Like, here you go, kid. Don't spend it all in one place.
Sure. He catches it in his hands, and in your mind, you just hear, "My man."
As he says that, at air dap, you know,
like a little pound, yeah.
Give a little like fist. Air dap.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said air dab. Air hair just dabs. No, don't
use an air. Every time he dabs, he floats 1 foot off the ground.
Would be amazing.
No, okay. Okay. So
Molly could air dab.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys go across the bridge, and you're going into that. You said that first thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. So at the end of the hall, there are two doors, one to the north, one to the south. Do you guys want to maybe? You can do some. You guys want to do an investigation check on either of those doors to figure out what you want to do?
Hell to the yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to use an arcana check to just see if I can feel any strong magic behind any of these doors.
Okay, go ahead.
Mint says something like, "Oogity boogity." No, that's racist. He says, wow. God. Yeah. Hocus pocus. That's the man. That's so boring. 17
though. Okay. So you do. You don't feel anything specific, but in the northern room, you do feel a sense of magic coming from that side.
Okay. By the way, his new thing is rimble and ramble and blackberry bramble. That's what he says
every single time.
Yeah, every single time he always talks about blackberry bramble.
Okay.
Can we retcon that? And he's been singing this whole time, actually.
Yeah.
Just super go cut. Edit every single episode.
Yeah.
Nith goes, "There's some magic behind that north door over there. I think that's the way we should go."
Oh. How does everyone feel about that?
If we want to find glitter glam.
Can I do a perception check? And feel things out?
Sure, you can do another check.
Or we can just go.
No, you can do that. You can do that if you want to. If it makes you feel better.
I want feelings, too.
All right, do a Persepi.
What's the die?
Roll a d20.
Okay.
You want those tingles?
I want to catch those tingles, too. Damn it. A 7. Didn't even roll. It just landed straight down.
Okay. You don't really notice anything particular coming from either door.
Story of my life.
Because does everyone want to go through that northern door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm only using it as a frame of reference because I can't visualize.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. So you guys open the northern door. As you walk in, you hear some bubbling noises. You see a handful of, in the back of the room, looks like a handful of potions being mixed in a bunch of beakers and things like that. In that room also, there's a handful of bookshelves, really boring, dorky books. Looks like something a wizard might have in their study. Yeah. Does anyone want to kind of like look at some of the books, see what they're about?
There's like 12 volumes of mushrooms. Ugh. Eye roll.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So just immediately like sauntering over to the books without even saying anything.
Yeah. There's a desk in the center of the room. Open on the center of the room, there's two different books. One is a book, you can see it's about potions, it looks like. And there's the chapter that it's open up to is one about mixing potions for invisibility. There's another book there. It's sort of detailed, it's sort of like more of a history book detailing the creation and the last resting place of a magical wand called the Rod of Stuart. Which was a legendary.
No!
I love that one.
It's got a foreword by Patrick.
Yeah. It's a legendary staff of the Steward of Lights. And it was a staff that was actually created in Wavebird Cave. I was gonna say it's you can see that the final sort of paragraph talks about how the it was created, but it was actually the wizard died before it was actually gifted to him.
Because I was about to ask if I could use my history to study the book a little more closely, but quickly.
You could have, but I sort of gave you the whole history on accident.
Yeah, you kind of... Well, the cliff notes just kind of like went into all of our hands really quick. It's like, here you go.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, as you're thumbing through that and everyone's kind of looking around the room, you actually do see a little rat scurry across the room and it runs towards a door that's on the eastern side of the room.
Like a human sized door?
Yeah. That's not a rat sized door. It doesn't really scurry towards the door, but it sort of scurries towards the door, but it's like sort of being cute and like looking at you guys.
Aww, I love it. Let's hop it in the room.
Can we take this rat with us?
Will they take the rat with them and make a new friend? You'll have to wait until next week to find out. Overwhelmed, as you know, is listener supported. Head on over to patreon.com/overwhelmed to show your love for the show. By supporting us on Patreon, it helps us continue the show week after week. You can support the show weekly or once a month. So why not figure out what kind of Patreon party person you are? We will see you next week, and until then, keep on rolling.